Morena. Morena to you all. Happy Monday.
How did we get this far through the year? I feel like, I don't know, I'm on a fucking water slide. It's unbelievable, isn't it? This, where are we? We are Monday the 17th, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks till Christmas. It's official, 6 weeks. We're just organising our Secret Santa because we're really shit at Secret Santa. So we do a Secret Santa where we have a dollar amount and we all have to buy for one person because it's ridiculous, everyone buying, you know, 5 gifts, one for everyone. And I buy for myself too, so that's 6 gifts. So it's ridiculous. So then we just do 1 gift each and it's kind of fun. But we're really shit at keeping it a secret. So anyway, that's kind of funny. So we're in the middle of that because it's like, it's getting to the point now where you sort of need to know, do you know what you're doing? You know, like I was talking on my Energy Club podcast about knowing what are you doing for Christmas and what's the energy you need for Christmas and what do you enjoy and what do you want to do? And because we get stuck in these traditions of we have to do the same thing and it's like, well, do we? Do we? So anyway, that's an interesting one. Ah, boy, oh boy. So I'm a little bit tired, I must say. And I know I tell people not to say that, but it's legit. We've been doing planners. We've been sending out all the purpose planners and now on their way to their new homes. The babies have left the building and everyone is getting their purpose planners. And I'm so excited. The stickers are so cool. And I had so much fun yesterday playing with my planner for next year. And I went through and I wrote down like all the birthdays for the whole year. And then went through and looked at all the months, and it's really interesting. There's this massive, like, it works out. If you take, so here's a tip, if you take 8 days leave in April, you can have like a 16-day holiday because of Easter and everything else and the way it all fucking works. Anyway, have a look at your calendar for next year. It's a good time. And so you take 4 days off 1 week, and it's just, yeah, it's just a good time. So it's like there's, I was going through looking at which months we have little breaks in, you know, like when have we got a little break? Like we've got public holidays and which months? There's nothing. I think there's 4 months of the year where there's no fucking holidays. You just got to keep calm, carry on, do your best. But yeah, we're coming into holidays. Not for some people. For some people, it's a hectic time of year and they're coming into the busiest time. I've got lots of friends and family in retail, working in supermarkets and things, and it's like, oh my God, they're like, fuck, because it's really busy, right? For some of us, we're going, woo, 5 or 6 more weeks and we can have a break. And, you know, it's kind of weird how we do that in New Zealand. It's such a big break, isn't it? We don't really, everyone goes to the beach and forgets about life, and I'm really not good at all those summer holiday bullshits. But anyway, I digress. This week, the week at hand, I am very busy. We've got energy festivals launching and I've got lots of work to do for them. I've got all new workshops, which I'm really excited about. So that is happening today. I've also got a massage booked in. I love going to have a massage. So good. So important to look after my body. I'm always running around in airports and sitting in planes and carrying bags and my shoulders get sore and my neck gets sore and, you know, just being busy. I'm like, this body needs a good rub. So I do love my regular. Regular is when it's a weekly and regular cross up. So when you say regular, just made that up. It is a regular thing, which means it's weekly and regular. So there you go. Every week. I'm very big on getting that rock in my jar because I think it's important. Tuesday's my friend Cam's 50th birthday. Oh, I love a big birthday. Anyway, and I'm a bit sad because he's in Melbourne and I won't get to celebrate with him, but happy birthday, Cam. And I'm excited about him being, he's the least grown-up human I know. He's divine and young and fabulous. And then I've got 2 beautiful people that I mentor Tuesday afternoon. That's good. Wednesday, I've got an event and I've got a meeting and a lunch. So I'm off to Wellington because I've got a lunch and then a meeting and then I'm doing an event and it's the same event as I did last week in Auckland and it's a gorgeous network of businesswomen. So that's going to be just fucking lovely. And we're talking about how do you get your shit together for 2026 and you've got to start now. If you start now, like don't wait for New Year's Eve. People wait and go, oh, it's January. What are you doing for January? I'm like, no, fucking get ahead. Start today. Start this week. What do you want for next year? What are you no longer going to tolerate? What do you need? What do you have to do? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? All the questions. It's a really good time to start thinking about your year. And I think people leave it too late. So don't wait till, you know, Santa's halfway down the chimney. I think we should start now. November's a really good time to interview yourself about what you would like to happen in 2026. So there you go. You've been told. Then what is happening? Yes, this is a very busy day. More mentoring Thursday. And then, oh my God, I'm going to my personal trainer on Friday. Oh, she's been very bossy lately, making me do, I've been box jumping, fuck's sake. Jumping up and down on a box, getting my strength up. Anyway, so that's exciting. Now, when I turn to my planner, this week, and the quote, I do love a quote. Now, I don't actually know. The quote's by Carla Sorensen. I should know who that is because I put a quote in my, I'm very big on attribution. So when I put quotes in the planner, I'm always researching who actually said them because there's a lot of quotes misquoted. So people go, oh, that was Gandhi. And I'm like, no, it fucking wasn't, right? It was probably a chick. But anyway, so it's like, no, we need to make sure we know. So I did research this. So whoever Carla Sorensen is, she said it. But it's worrying is like trying to win a race while you're sitting on a rocking horse. I really like that. I also really like that worrying is worshipping a problem. I've been talking to lots of people recently about worrying and worrying in advance, like just getting so ahead and so worried about shit that may or may not happen. And we tell ourselves stories and then we believe the stories and then we worry about the stories coming true. And it's like half the shit you worry about won't happen. I'm very pragmatic. I like that word. Practical and kind of realistic. So I'm like, look, it may not happen. And I'm fucked if I'm going to worry about something that might happen this Thursday. I'll just wait till Thursday because the energy for next Thursday hasn't arrived yet. And I'm really big on that. So when you get to next, if I'm worried about something happening on Thursday, me stewing about it is not going to work. So what I do in that situation is I just go, it'll be great. It'll be great. You are loved and supported. You are safe and well. Everything works for you. Everything works, Lisa, for your greater good. You'll be great. Whatever happens will be for your greater good. And it's about having faith. And I have to constantly, when I'm in a state where I am a bit worried about something, I have to constantly just have a loop in my mind that I'm in charge of. Like, all is well. I love Louise Hayes. All is well in my world. I am safe and loved. All is well in my world. I am safe and loved. Sometimes I'll say that out loud. I'll be like, oh God, all is well in my world. I am safe and loved. All is well in my world. I am safe and loved. And it just pushes out the boogeyman that's telling you all the bad stories and brings in something positive. So I'm really into that. And I'm into not pre-worrying. Pre-worrying is a pain in the ass because if something happens terrible to me, that was terrible language. If something happens to me that is terrible on Thursday, I will have that energy on Thursday and I will deal with it as it happens. I'm not going to worry on Tuesday about something that may or may not fucking happen. It's just a waste of energy. And I talk all the time about Chris Helder's book, Useful Belief. And it's like when my head gives me a belief, I go, is this useful? Is this useful? No, it's not, Lisa. It's not useful. Right? What would be a useful thing to believe? So if you're sitting here going, oh, Christmas is going to be a nightmare, is that useful? No. So let's not think that. Christmas might be fucking fantastic. You might get the greatest present you've ever got. You might get, who knows what you're going to get, right? Who knows? So don't worry. Don't worry about Christmas. There's no point worrying. I want you to lean all the way in. I want you to have a think about next year and get ahead of your own curve. Ahead of that curve. What would you like? Start thinking about that. Maybe do a vision board. Give yourself some time because December gets a bit crazy. So while we've got 2 weeks left in November, let's use that. I think. I think that's a very good idea. Right, big week. Go well. Look after yourself. Get a massage. Toodles.